So, yeah. I'm going to interrupt Kath and Liz, who are having a bit of a chitty-chatty about Christmas.
Sorry.
Things.
No, we weren't allowed to talk.
Well, yes, you are, but we are on a bit of a like schedule because we've got to go and have our Christmas meal over at the Victoria Lounge. We'll let the listeners in on the secret. And we're going there in sort of 10 minutes or so. So we're just going to have a very quick sort of chat with Liz and Kath, who will be back in January sometime when we're back for our New Year's edition. But what sort of Christmas have you both got planned this year?
Very quiet one.
Oh, well, that sounds nice. So what's your idea of a quiet Christmas? What do you eat? What do you drink? What do you like sort of do?
Vegan steak and chips for Christmas dinner.
Ooh.
And garlic bread and mushy peas.
Wow.
That's how I roll.
Well, I always say have whatever you like
and
over
I do.
Christmas. Yeah.
And I shall. And lots of Titanic beer and non-alcoholic Guinness.
Yeah. Perhaps an amaretto or two
yes,
between Christmas and
Yes, perhaps one of that. Yes, yes.
And what do you watch on the telly?
As little as possible.
You'd be playing Dungeons and Dragons
we'll
instead,
be playing
I think.
Dungeons and Dragons. I will be watching Gavin and Stacey, but
oh,
I'll be
yeah.
going to my sister's to watch
I'll
that.
I might have
that.
To record that, but yeah. I'll watch it.
I'll
yeah.
be watching that. And how about you, Liz? Will you move the mic back a bit so we can hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Well, it's because you...
Now he's telling me
move
off.
Move it back
what?
A bit.
You look, like you're eating, you look like you're eating it.
Yeah, you too, look like you're eating an apple because
right,
it's green.
Is that all right now?
Yes. So what's your Christmas
well,
going to be
last
like
weekend I went to Durham, so I've done all my Christmassy things with Roisin and her son and her daughter and her husband.
And just for people who don't know, Roisin is your daughter. Yeah,
yeah, she lives in Durham. I'm yeah. sure people know.
Yeah, but some people won't. So
I won't be seeing her over Christmas. And I'm going to, on Christmas Eve, I'm going to my partner. And on Christmas morning, he's going to make me a Christmas vegetarian meal. He's
lovely.
A meat eater, but this is a challenge for him. And while it's cooking, I'm going to his son and his daughter-in-law and grandson and granddaughter. And then I'm going to have my vegetarian meal with him. It's a challenge for him, so I have no idea what my meal will be like. And I've told him not to bother. I said I'd buy a meatloaf, you know, whatever you could. Not a meatloaf, what do you call it? Nut roast.
Oh, a nut roast, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, and then in the afternoon, or at some point, I'll come back to Newcastle and go to my son and my granddaughters, and their grandmother will be there. So there'll be my son, my daughter-in-law, my three granddaughters, and my son's mother-in-law.
Well, that's
and then,
nice.
And then at some point, I'll have a big, you know, excuse. Oh, I've got to go home for Dan, the dog.
Yep, so sure
I'll
like that, so you can have time on your own in front of the fire. Absent
myself because I'm antisocial. While I'm doing that, Jeff will be at his other son's.
It actually sounds as if you've got quite a busy Christmas this year. It's like a full schedule.
It won't be quiet. It won't be a quiet Christmas. I know that now.
It's going to be
a full
schedule.
It'll be a noisy Christmas.
Both have a wonderful time. Thank you for reading for us this year. And we will see you in the new year. And we're going to play out this little section of Update's Christmas Edition with a song that I really love by Christina Perry. And this is not sort of particularly Christmassy, in the sense that it mentions Christmas, but it's called Something About December.
Is it?
Lights around the tree. Mom is whistling. Takes me back again. There's something about December. We're hanging mistletoe and hoping that it snows. I close my eyes and then I can still remember. You're not alone. Mama's whistling takes me back again. There's something about December that all your memories hold you close.
Okay, so a bit of a difference of opinion on this song. I really like it, but Liz does not, but that's not really a surprise, considering that she's very particular when it comes to Christmas music. Anyway, we're going to have a Christmas greeting, so if you want to wish everybody a happy Christmas.
Who, me first?
Yeah.
I hope everyone listening has a lovely Christmas with lots of, lots of meetings with friends and relations and plenty to eat. And all the best for 2025. I hope it's a nice, quiet, peaceful year for us all, because things haven't been that good this year. So, Happy New Year.
And Kath.
Whatever you're doing for Christmas, I hope you have a lovely time. Take care and see you in 2025.
Thank you. And keep listening. We've got some more fun and frolics coming up.